Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
What do you do about the knicker line?
Well, what do you mean the knicker line? They're pants.
I know they are.
As in having a VPL. Are we back to this again?
This is the week we're not back to it.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's like saying, what do you do about the fact that if you don't wear gloves, your hands are showing? It's not something that I ever think about. Do you ever look at me and go like, oh my God, she's got such a VPL? Do you ever honestly look at me in my jeans?
Never.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
I do notice VPLs. I do.
I don't.
I do. And I think they are awful. I do.
I just have no judgment on them.
My mum and my sister wear pop socks. I don't know why this feels like the same arena. No,
because pop socks are from 1981 and no one wears those anymore.
No, they do wear them anymore. My mum and my sister wear them. And right. When I have literally told my sister, you've got to stop.
It's deeply unsexy. Deeply.
She might have stopped recently.
No one wants to shag someone in a pop sock. Come on.
I mean, hello, we're talking about my mum and my sister.
Your mum, I'm going to put aside because she is of a slightly different generation.
And I don't want to.
No. Your sister, she's an attractive, hip 40-something.
She is. All of those things. She's very cool Pilates teacher, my sister.
Now, come on, Lisa. Get rid of those pop socks.
I think she...
Go barefoot.
I think she has.
Okay.
I'm just saying that a VPL does the same thing...
Is your equivalent.
Does the same thing to me as a pop sock.
Interesting.
Do you reckon any of our listeners wear a pop sock?
I don't think you can even buy a pop sock anymore.
You can. And funnily enough, I went shopping with my mum yesterday, which is probably why it's on the front of my mind. And she was wearing pop socks. And I said to her, Mum, you've got to stop with the pop socks. And she said, but they keep my ankles warm. I said, but they don't.
They can't possibly keep anything warm.
Exactly. What is the point of them? I don't get it.
Well, I think it's like the look of not wearing any socks, but yet not being barefoot in your shoes. I think it's that, isn't it?
Yes, but now the world has moved forward and we have like an anklet sock or a sports sock.
But your mum probably isn't wearing like
my
mum's trainers
very cool.
And an anklet.
Yes, she is.
Is she?
She wears like a 7/8 jean and a trainer. She's very hip,
but
my
she
mum.
Would wear her pop socks with those. Knee length, I hope.
I don't think I should discuss those details, but I don't know, actually. I don't know why they're in the same area.
Okay.
You should not have a VPL.
Let's go back
to the original.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a tight trouser or if you're wearing a tight dress, do you still not think about your VPL?
I really, honest to God, don't. But I don't think I wear a tight dress anymore. And I think... Thinking back in the days when I would have worn a tight dress, I just think I didn't wear any knickers. I think I was actually quite well known for not wearing any knickers for quite a few years.
Okay, so the conversation has taken on a very interesting
turn. And actually, now I'm thinking back on it, I didn't. I just didn't wear any.
So
that's the answer.
There was a lot of judgment and conversation about my style of knicker.
Yep.
Right. So at what point is my style of knicker okay?
Yeah.
But you not wearing any knickers.
I was very young. I was very young. Very, very young.
I'm just saying, people in glass houses.
Yeah, but there's a...
Is there? There's a difference between wearing a G-string and not wearing any knickers.
There is, but also it was an age thing.
I have been known to go out to the house in a very tight dress without underwear.
Yeah.
Or I might have tights on and no knickers.
Oh, yeah. That's also an
option. So just to clarify, the VPL plays no role in your mind?
Not in my current life, no. None whatsoever. So does a VPL in a period pant bother me? No, because they're the same shape knicker that I would wear on every other day where I don't have my period.
It would bother me.
Okay. But they do have G-string period pants. God knows how the fuck they work.
Why are you getting eggy with me?
I don't know.
We've
got a sticking point here with the G-strings. I think we have to let it go.
We're reviewing a product. I'm giving my opinion and you're getting annoyed that it's different to yours.
I think should you ever get periods again, you could perhaps test the G-string period pant. I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how that would work.
But they do make them.
I guess the same as a sanitary towel would work in a G-string.
Okay. And talking of the washable sanitary towels,
just for everyone to know, she kind of shut her eyes and did an eye roll whilst they were shut. Just so you know.
I can't talk about it anymore.
This is the fucking show. What do you mean? You can't talk about it anymore. This is our job. This is what we do for a living. I can't talk about it anymore. Lauren has left the building. Excellent.
Can we talk about washable sanitary towels?
Oh, lovely. Let's move on. That was just a no. It's just a no. It's a no, 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 no. I've actually chucked them away.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, I recycled them.
I'm still using them, but only on like the lightest spotting days.
It was like wearing a cushion.
Yeah.
In my very flimsy G-string.
Yeah. They're very, very soft.
They were very soft.
And when you're wearing humongous knickers like me, they sit snugly in there.
They were too short though. What
no,
about
I
that?
Only used the long, I only
they
used the
long
ones.
They weren't longer ones.
In the multi-pack, there were a couple of longer and shorter. The shorter ones are useless.
So were the longer ones.
Oh no, the longer ones were fine for me. So
It's a no all round. It's a no. Me. Right. What did our listeners have to say, Lauren?
Well, they were asked on Instagram, how do you feel about period pants and washable sanitary towels? Do you use them? Do you like them? Do you loathe them? Nicole, not you, another Nicole, said, I have never tried the pants, but I'm intrigued.
Don't bother.
Washable pads, however, I flipping love. And I will never look back since I started using them. I tell everyone about them and how fabulous they are.
Nicole, I have a question. Do you rinse them before you put them in the washing machine?
Would
like to know.
Amber said, hey, Lauren, I've never tried any reusable sanitary products, but I'd be up for giving them a try. Your podcast on the menstrual cups opened my eyes to the cost of being a woman and the impact on the environment. So I would definitely be up for giving it a go, although they sound messy and I play a lot of sports. So I'm not sure how I would get on.
No.
Well,
no.
You'll only know when you try.
If you play a lot of sports, you're probably wearing leggings and you won't want a VPL.
But you could do the menstrual cup.
Oh, the menstrual cup was brilliant.
Yeah.
That.
Absolutely. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and have a listen because
still one of our favourites.
Yeah,
it?
It was a game changer for both of us.
Although I stopped using it.
I'm still using it.
Are you?
I'm like a real like period slut now. I use everything. I use all the products.
Do you? Yeah. So you use Tampax
cut, the washable sanitary towels, the period pants. I just mix and match it up every month.
Is it just intuitively
it keeps
choose?
It fresh and like fun. Keep your period fresh and fun.
By Laurie Mishcon.
I'm going to write a book.
I was just about to say that's the name of your
it's
book.
It's going to be a short book.
Use whatever you goddamn well want.
But don't wear G-strings.
Yeah, no, hold on.
Wear G-strings if you want. Please wear any size knicker you like.
Yes, thank you. You can't exclude the G-string community. I am here to speak
I never
on
would.
Their behalf.
I'm not. What is the phrase? Yeah, I don't want to cancel culture people in G-strings. Okay, that's what you're saying.
That was kind. Thanks. Fucking hell. Are we supposed to now feel grateful?
Yeah, you are. Kay Patters, she said, I love period pants. I bought a few pairs a couple of years ago and I love how less restricted I feel when I'm wearing them, as well as not always having to buy extra tampons and pads when I'm out and about because I've inevitably forgotten to put them in my bag. They are expensive though, but when you think of the trade-off for how much is spent on sanitary products, it's definitely worth it. And also she told us that Primark have now launched their own branded ones and she thinks they are great. So that's good to know.
Oh, that is good to know.
Yeah.
I bet they are great from Primark. Their quality is great.
And Sophie says, I have the washable pads and they are good to a point. For a light flow, they're brilliant, but any more than that, not good.
Oh, so Sophie's in your camp.
Yeah. So thank you all for your feedback there.
Yes.
It's a good mix of experience.
It is.
Yeah.
There's still a no from me.
Okay.
So that's our period pant week in full.
Yes.
Thank you for always being part of our polls and our questions. We very much appreciate it. If you want to be in touch with us, you can email us hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk or come find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back after that for our wellness newsflash.